Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tim Stafford with the Stevie Anderson Radio Show right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And, man, do we have a great show for you. I know that Facebook has been hot with some of the subjects that we've been posting just to kind of get people talking about this great subject that we're going to be having tonight. And so we have a great show planned for you. And thanks a lot for spending this hour with us. It's Tuesday, and today is the 14th of January. And it's been a beautiful day here in Central Florida. It's been raining. And it feels a little bit more like summer, but a lot of you, I know that there's a lot of cold going around, so we wish you the very best as you are listening to the show and maybe in a lot colder scenario than we are, but it has been a beautiful day here, and we are just excited to be here at 7 o'clock Eastern right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Just wanted to let you know that if you want to call in tonight, talk to Stevie, we're just going to turn it over to him in just a second. We'll get him on the air, but if you want to talk to us and get in on the conversation, it's really easy. All you got to do is pick up your phone, call 323-417-6724, 323-417-6724, and we'll get you in. And just be patient, because sometimes it can be a few minutes, because, you know, Stevie and maybe we have another guest or myself, we get talking about something, and you might have to hold for 3 or 4 minutes, but we'll get you in just as soon as we can. So call in, and we'll get you in. Now, Stevie, listen, I mean, you know, everybody knows that you've been playing, you know, that you were professional football, And you know, this last weekend was some pretty big football. And I got to ask you, I mean, you know, got to give us some predictions here, buddy. Who do you think's going to the Super Bowl? I mean, I know the Jets aren't around for you to be biased about. So this is, you're probably the best person to pick this for this weekend, because you're the expert that all of us know. So what are you thinking about football this next weekend? What do you think?
You know what, Tim? I think I'm gonna go with San Francisco.
Oh, you're going with San Francisco, yeah? Yeah,
I'm gonna go with San Francisco. They have some great receivers, and they have a great defense. Of course, great quarterback. Kaepernick, he's a great quarterback, good quarterback. He really is. He's great. Yeah, for his age, I mean, this guy's stock's awesome. But I would say I like the receivers. You know, you have Antoine, you have the other receiver, Crabtree. Those guys are smooth. They're real smooth. They're real receivers. And I think I'm going to go with San Francisco. And the defensive backs, the linebackers, they have an all-around team, so that's what I've been looking at. I look at the whole team, and they have a great special teams too. A lot of guys probably don't understand and really look at special teams, but the special teams are crucial at this point. And so that's what I'm gonna go with San Francisco.
Yeah. Okay. So who do you think they're gonna be up against? You think Denver or New England's gonna win? What do you think?
You know what? I give credit when credit is due. Now, you look at Peyton Manning is hard to deal with. Peyton Manning is no joke, man. He's no joke. He's but you have on the other hand, and two, you have the Patriots. The Patriots they're fantastic. But I think I'm gonna go with Denver. I think Denver would be there. Mm-hmm.
But do you think San Francisco has enough to beat Denver in the Super Bowl? If it ends up being those two, like you're predicting, do you think they have enough to beat them?
I do. It's hard to beat them.
All right.
Quarterback moving like Kaepernick for San Francisco. He can just drop back and take off running. I mean, I played against one of the greatest quarterbacks you wanted to see in person, and just was Steve McNair at Alcorn State University. And right. we uh, I'd go and see what a camp back in Houston, but years ago, I was much younger than what I am today, but that guy was, he was just fantastic. And even his older brother was fantastic to watch. And that's what I see out of the quarterback of San Francisco. So it's gonna be a fun game. I believe San Francisco, and you know, the running back, I mean, those guys, they're an all-around team. They really do. I mean,
you hear it here, folks. You heard it here first that Stevie Anderson thinks that San Francisco is going all the way. So we'll see. We'll see what happens over the next couple of weeks. But yeah, that's exciting. That's exciting. Well, you know what, Stevie, we've got a great show planned tonight. I don't want to spend any more time on that. I thought it'd be fun to hear from you because, you know, you're our resident football supreme. But you know, we got a great topic tonight, a topic that I think is, I just think it's really, really an important topic right now, especially in our culture. And I think with young people who are growing up in the world, and there's just a lot of questions about defining a man and what is a man and how should a man conduct himself, but more than that, how should a man feel about himself, and what are some of those definitions? And so, you know, I guess we should kick this off, Stevie. I mean, what have you been thinking about? You've been thinking about this. Yeah, if you've been thinking about this, what kind of things have you been thinking about?
Tim, I tell you what, this is gonna be a fun show. We're gonna get started. I know people are like, let's get to it. Let's see what you have to say, right? But
right.
For our young men that's listening to the show, I want you to pay close attention to what you see men will be talking about tonight, and we may have callers calling in. Men, and you get a chance to understand what's going on in the future. As you becoming a young boy, going into a man, and the really true meaning of it, and you get to pick and choose what you think, and kind of sort of at a fit your rhythm of your life and your path, what you're going. So, Tim, first I'm going to give you the definition, like I always do every show, and I would say your listeners, I have the sniffles, and I'm getting over that, so excuse me for that. I'm sure I got this cold. But a man, it says in the definition, and it was in, Lewis and Webster, it says an adult male human being, a man or boy who shows the qualities such as strength and courage that men are traditionally, now it says men traditionally now, traditionally supposed to have. Now it goes on. If you're into the religion like we are, what defines a man? And I talked to Tim earlier. He was talking about in Acts, 7 chapter, 27 verse. It says, "The man whom God considers a good man is one who is fair and honest in his dealings with others." I'm gonna say it again. It says, the man whom God considers a good man, and we're not saying what my friend is saying or whoever, a female, whoever is saying, okay? We're saying, or my parent. It said, the man whom God considers a good man is one who is fair and honest in his dealings with others. That's what it says. Now, sometimes you go on to that and you say in the world's definition of a man, a lot of times they look at his possessions, his clothes, it's materialistic, his career, his job, his bank account. You know, and so I'd be honest with myself. I have fallen short of situations in certain, I say, upholdings of a true man, especially in God's eyes, is a tough task to follow. Because a lot of times you find yourself dealing with, I would say that you have to be fair, of course, and you're dealing with others and honest. I would say a lot of times you have men. It may be in a situation for them, overthinking, could be an attitude situation. may find yourself over talking to a guy and not disrespecting because you wanted them to have a conversation, or if you're screaming and yelling, especially with sports. I'm just something I've done this years ago. And not giving that personal respect. And you have to respect people. And I think all men, I would think we've fallen short in that way, but that's something that we always have to constantly focus on. And definitely, you have to be fair. You have to be fair. It goes on to say in Jeremiah, Tim, it says, 5th chapter, 1st verse, it says, a good man is one who is careful in his dealing with others. And you think about that, even in the biblical standpoint, it's always saying dealing with others, dealing with others, dealing with others. So when you're out dealing with people, it says be careful in dealing with others, in a sense. And you can, as a minister, you can go ahead and kind of break that down for the for our listeners when you're dealing with others on a spiritual standpoint if you want to. Let me say something, let you clean it up. I would say dealing with others is like keep yourself around good people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say it like that, but you can go ahead and touch on that, Tim.
Well, you know what? There's a word that I think comes to mind. You know, the word is integrity, and there's been a couple of different versions of the definition of integrity, but I like the one particularly that says integrity is defined by what you're doing when no one's looking, or when you think no one's looking. You know, when you think no one's looking, what is it that you do? And you know, the thing about being a man is that when you read those definitions, I live in kind of a rural part of Florida. You know, I live in a smaller rural part of Florida, and I'm about an hour and a half I'm about an hour away from Orlando, and I'm right in the middle of Florida, kind of out in the woods. And there are people around here. I mean, it's not that I live in such a rural place or nobody here. I mean, there's a lot of people. I mean, we probably have 100,000 people in the huge, you know, if you take all the area that surrounds us, you know, it's fairly large, but I meet people every day. I meet people all the time who say things like, you know, back in the old days, they used to build a building based on a handshake, or they used to, you know, sell a car based on a person's word. That a man's word was his bond. If he said something, that's what happened, and they would do whatever it took to make sure that whatever I promised somebody, whatever I vowed, is what I did. And you know, I think that kind of helps put into perspective what integrity is, and that really is important, because if you're going to, you know, be a man who is honored by God and respected by others, then you have to be a man that is honest. And I think in dealing with people, you have great integrity. And that's a hard thing to find these days, because people, you know, they're concerned about their own well-being. They're concerned about, what's in it for them. But all the real men that I've ever known that I respect greatly have always been servants. They've always been servants first. They served others, sometimes even to the detriment of themselves. That included their family. It most importantly included their family. They were selfless. And and it doesn't mean that they didn't have needs, and it doesn't mean that they didn't have a bad day. And I don't mean anything like that. I just mean that their overall idea in living was to serve other people. So I think as you read those biblical passages, you know, that's really what it's pointing to. It's really pointing to something that you know, it's a lifestyle that we have to live as a man differently than the world tries to tell us, which is, you know, be in it for yourself. It's only, you know, you're the only one looking out for you. That's just not true. I mean, I know that I've been through hard times, and people who are selfless have done some amazing things for me, and I couldn't imagine doing anything differently if I were in their shoes and somebody else was there. I think that's really where we have to kind of break the mold that society tries to build and confuse people as to what men really are.
You know what, too, it goes to Jeremiah, though, that you're saying, and I totally agree what you're saying there. In the other portion of Jeremiah, the 5th chapter, 1st verse, it goes at the bottom and says, a good man is committed to seeking the truth. I love that.
Yeah.
And you know, when you want to seek the truth, that means that it was in you want to be right.
Mm-hmm.
You see, but then yourself, you got to be honest with yourself. That's why I love that, because the fact is too is like when even playing golf, you can't cheat yourself to get better. So I've been around guys. Drop a ball, all of a sudden this ball jumps out the water. All of a sudden, you know, the ball grow legs or something. What? And you see it, but you just look at it and laugh. It's like, okay, I'm doing nothing but cheating myself. But when I say I'm falling short, I say as a man, I think you can't be too much of a man not to listen either. You know, you can't be too much of a man not to listen. And a lot of times you go through life, a lot of times you have to turn back and be like, you know what, you were right about that. No, could you explain that to me again, if you don't mind? Now, I was trying to not listen, but I want you to show me that. And I've done it on the golf course. You know, I have a coach and I'm working, but you can be, I'm going to tell you something, we're going to go into the show. I was in Detroit, and I was at the golf range hitting this golf ball. And this young kid behind me was driving the ball so nice. I was like, what are you doing? And I was looking at him. I said, that's a nice drive. I said, he hit me in the ball. And this young kid was 12 years old. And I probably was, you know, it was like 10 years ago, or 15, like 12 years ago. So I think it was 10 or 8 years ago, sorry. And I asked him, what was he doing? And he showed me how to straighten my ball out, 12 years of age. And I think as men, we can't get to the point that all of a sudden I'm a grown man. I'm a grown man. That means that, so obviously you don't, we can't tell you anything. You don't want to, you know everything now. You're listening. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my, you know, I tend to listen more. You know, my mom should tell me things right. And I wouldn't listen. I didn't listen. You know, she'd say, Stephen, lock the doors in the car. I'm like, I'm locking the doors in the car. For what? And I'm from a country town. But she'd say, she's telling me that. As I said, she knew I was going to be traveling. She knew I was going to be out in the world. And now, it goes in my head. A lot of things what mom tell me, it clicks in my head when I travel and I'm moving around. You know, it goes back to when I was in the house and in high school listening to her. And she's cooking, I'm listening, looking at TV. She tell me something. And I'm like, oh, mama. But no, it makes a difference. But, you know, Tim, but some of us, some people out there think that men, if my finances are stronger than yours, or vice versa,
mm-hmm.
if your finances are stronger than yours, that makes you a man. But what happens to that, Tim, is like, okay, if my financial bank account is much better than yours, and you have all the, you grew up with and found out how to demand powers in the sense of, you know how to talk to people. You know how to change your, I mean, you don't start changing flat tire. At least you're learning how to, you open it up, accepting, okay, I'm going to learn how to do this. I'm driving this new car. I don't know where the tire is at. Let me find out how to change this flat tire. Let me go in there and do something because I want to be on the road with my girlfriend, wife, et cetera, and I can't change the tire. You know, if there's an argument going on between these two guys over here next to me, and they had a situation that was a terrible situation with the theater deal with the guy that got killed, that just sent him and say, listen, you guys, just calm down. Just work it out. You know, don't argue. You know, you can work this out.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just fleeing the scene, you can help somebody. Maybe you're there at the time for a reason to cure it. Now, if it gets to going out wild and shooting going, you got to go. But to stand up in a sense, And then it says, we was mentioned a while ago, it says strength and courage. Courage is to, you want to stop the situation from going to making a bad situation. If someone's around you or someone comes up and bumps you, don't be so quick to get into a fight. It doesn't make you a man for shooting somebody, hurting them, killing them. That doesn't make you a man.
Right.
Anybody can pull the trigger, a gun. But I'm saying, I know I'm going a little deep with it, but I'm going to go deep with it tonight. But also, too, it doesn't make you a man for, you know, Tim, I'm actually, the era I came from, I grew up in, you have a lot of guys out there, men. You either have, you're working at, on the oil field, or you're working at Walmart, you're working at the mill, maybe a plant that's a little lower than the paper mill. That's it. Where are the other jobs at for these guys? Where are they? I don't know what's going on in the White House, but they're not, but something's going on. But where are the other jobs at? But does that make that man less of a man? That's up in the neck of the woods where I'm from. Now, this guy can do anything and has every talent under the sun that he can do. He can go there. When he was making his money, he could provide for his family financially. Okay? He could also talk to his family. He could talk to his kids, calm them down, sit down and talk with his wife, calm her down. He can also, too, get up the next morning before everyone is still asleep, make sure everything is done, prepare to start the evening, start the day. If there was a situation next door that he needed help, he can get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and not question the fact that I need to go over here and check on my neighbor right quick. Something's going on. They call me. Not going to sit in the house and not do nothing. Mm. But because this guy financially is not, his bank account is not showing up in the worldly fashion today,
some people consider him not being a man.
Now, on the flip side of that, you have some guys that have, some men, their financial situation is
very, very much up to standard.
But they don't know how to calm the kids down, so they come to their wife, talk to her in a proper situation, figure out a situation over here, sit down and talk. Or even if coming up and having a conversation, even with the president or whomever it may be, are showing the strength and courage. So you have so many different men out there just kind of like
a little bit all over the place, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think at the end of the day, you have some, they're all over the place. And I think that's what we need to kind of figure out tonight. Why are these men all over the place? I know a lot of it's financially, but a lot of it too is not financially.
Mm-hmm. Well, Steve, we got a caller, so let's go to our caller.
Okay.
Caller, you are on the air with Stevie Anderson.
Hello.
Hey, how are we doing? Hello, are you there?
Hey, how you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing? I just want to chime in and talk on the topic for a second. You guys, I was listening to what you were talking about, what defines a good man, and I kind of wanted to do some, like, research and talk to some women because, you know, they're very influential in that part, too. So it was funny, ironically, I was talking to one person, and they really told me that they didn't know. And I said, well, what would be your definition of what would be a good man? And they still could not tell me what they thought would define a good man. I was like, wow, that's ironic, because then they came back and said, I never had a good man. I said, that's really, really deep. But most of my responses that I got back were like responses like if they're committed, God-fearing, good providers and protectors to make them feel comfortable, you know, and one that takes care of their family and has a good heart. Because a lot of times what we run into in today's society, I was listening to what you guys were saying, people are focused on those external things and material things, and those are not the things that really define a good man, because as you talked about it, those things can be stripped away at any given moment. And if those things define you, it also can be the things that destroy you. So, first of all, you know, you're the inner things have to be in place, those inner things that make you a solid person, your belief systems, how you respect other people, which you were kind of hitting on, because it sounds like you grew up in a town similar to mine, which was a small town, and we just had a different belief system. Like if you saw your fellow man side the road, it wasn't about race, it wasn't about anything, you would stop and help that person. They can have the biggest rebel flag on the car ever, but you stop and help them. They say thank you, and you have a good day. Everyone spoke to each other. It was out of respect. But in today's society, people will actually kind of look at you and keep going. So when we talk about what defines a man, at my school, we're starting a program that's going to target some young men, and we're targeting third-grade students because – it's statistically shown that those third grade students, you can tell when they're kind of like the lost kids. They will end up in jail, right? So what we're trying to do is give those kids some good core values. And what we want to do, we want to have speakers come in, not so much all of the athletics, but I want people who grew up in that community who have been successful, whether they're your local trash guy, your local principal, and they've made it to go on and do some good things. And even some of the athletes, because there's one guy going to come in and speak who is an NFL receiver. He works now for the school board. But at the same time, what we want to do is expose them to activities with kids that are their age so they can have just the exposure that a lot of them don't have fathers in their household. So when you talk about what defines a good man, and if I were looking at it from my perspective, my father had built such a foundation for us, me and my brother, that it was understood through what he did not say what we need to do. So when we had kids, it was no doubt in our mind what we were expected to do. We had no other responsibility but to take care of those kids. When we had, when it comes to each of one of us, we had no other choice but to love each other and respect each other. So when it comes to and when it comes to like common property and things that we own, I pretty much give my brother the reins, and you just tell me what happened. You know, we have that kind of respect for each other.
Right. What's your name? That caller?
Vince.
You called in. Oh, Vince. Okay, Vince. Yeah, I think that we have to do and get out there to the youth today is our young men is that. Is respect. If you respect, it's gonna fall down like rain all over. You know, so that's what we have to do. We have to first thing get the respect together, and then your mind will be open to helping.
And you know, going back on that topic that we were talking about, you know, as males, if you have kids, it's kind of really our job to help them understand what it is to be a good man. And if you have daughters, it's also to give them an idea so they don't be like that one person I asked. They don't have no idea what a good man is or what defines a good man. So they end up picking all over the smorgasbord because they don't know. So they basically, for lack of better terminology, end up with garbage, so to speak, and garbage in, garbage out. So... that's my opinion.
Well, thanks for calling. Well,
that's great.
Appreciate your call. Thank you so
much. Okay, thank you guys, and I enjoy listening to you.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. All right. So what do you? So he hit a lot of good things on the head right there.
Yeah.
I think. I was blessed. I was blessed, Tim. So, I mean, when I was growing up. You know, if I got out of line, if I was doing something wrong, my neighbor would tell my parents, vice versa. Mm-hmm. So either way, I had parents all over me. I had parents over parents watching me. And what they said, that's what's going to happen. You're going to get a spanking and get home. Don't worry about it. Go and get it. You only get the spanking and get it over with. It's not going to last long. But that's what the parents I had. So the discipline was there. And also, too, at the same time, going on through life, it's like he was saying about – he was saying about then too the one. It's the reason why God made man first. Okay. Now I know a lot of people don't want some may not agree with that, but it is for him to stand up. A lot of times you got to get up. You just can't just lay down all the time and just fold up. You have to get up. And that's what it says even in the book. The Bible says you have to show, you know, show your courage. It says in the book, I'm sorry, but in the definition it says courage and strength. That doesn't mean physically have to be strength, even mental strength too. A courage to also, too, to stand up. And if there's a problem with you and I, Tim, I need to sit down and have a meeting. Let's talk about it and clear it up.
Right.
Not to go over there and start arguing at you and all of a sudden arguing at some other guy. And then if you don't want to listen, like, you know what, man, you don't want to listen. Okay, you know what, enjoy your day. Not start a fight
right.
And it goes from there and being bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, we have another caller. Let's get another caller in here. Caller, okay. You're on here with Stevie Anderson. What's your name?
My name's Marlon.
Hey, Marlon.
Mr. Jackson.
How's it going, guys?
I'm going good.
This is another awesome topic. You guys are really allowing us as men to get on this avenue and be able to share, help, and provide some hope for some people, I guarantee you. This is a very important topic, I believe, and I think the topic is what makes a good man?
Mm-hmm. What's the definition of a
what
man?
What is our definition of a man?
Yeah.
I think any human being is going to probably reflect back on what they remember growing up because a lot of our future is determined by our past. I don't know if that's a science, but I can for surely tell you my present date and future is constantly being impacted by my past. I was not very fortunate to come up in a home where I was raised by my biological father, so a lot of the learnings in my eyes came from my stepfather in the home. It came from my uncles that lived in the city, and it also came from my friends. Had friends back, me and Stevie were friends, his parents, just like he stated earlier, you know, if we did something that our parents did not allow, they would hear about it because our parents pretty much, you know, grew up together, knew each other, probably worked together, things of that sort. So that was a good system in place as it relates to, you know, the community. But it's a very tricky question. You know, I really don't have an answer for that, but I can absolutely say that I can reflect back on what I was taught from my grandmother, you know. Be kind to others, you know. Don't fight, you know. Don't curse. Don't steal. You know, all of the teachings, I think, that we were told not to do, those were teachings along the way to make you a better man when you get up in society. Because, you know, there's two things in this society that's definitely going to happen. You know, we're going to die, and we're also going to be given an opportunity to be impactful in the community or be a detriment to the community. So when we're growing up, what does it take or what is the definition of a true man? I think someone that teaches, someone that has some humility about themselves, someone who can love someone without knowing them, you know, having all those, you know, innate skill sets that you can't be taught, you can't be trained. These are things that you have to be shown and be able to adopt. So that's a very good question, and that's a topic that can probably go on for years. So I wish you guys luck on that topic because I think it's a loaded gun.
Well, I mean, Tim, with Marlon is saying, so he didn't grow up with a father. So Daddy hit a lot of guys out there that didn't grow up with a father, but he put himself around, and his family made sure he was around. That his uncles and just even not that and just the people that his parents put around, his mom put him around, also, too, they were true. And they were, and the men, if they was around, was good men committed, seeking the truth. They were truthful.
They were fair.
Right.
And then that's how he picked up the trait. So he got it. He got the ingredients. And that's the difference, and that's where we have to get on track ASAP.
I think any man that would like to call himself a man, if you don't have the humility to, for lack of words, take the lower road or be the bigger person, you know, that's the definition, I think, of a man. Someone that does not have to be confrontational. You don't have to force your way. You can easily have a discussion and explain what you're wanting or explain how would you like things to be. You know, everybody kind of sets the bar so high for the what does it take to be a man. I think, and y'all guys correct me if I'm wrong, I think some people put whole process too difficult.
Well, what you're saying is totally right, because and that's what I was saying when I was younger. It's like when I was going through college, a lot of times I didn't have the patience. And I think as a young man, even these college athletes and even high school young boys, you got to develop patience. You develop patience, then the patience will fall, and then you'll be able to listen. If you're with your girlfriend or whomever, you better sit down and talk with them. Have a conversation. Listen. Okay? Listen.
Mm-hmm.
Have a conversation. And that's what I was saying, too, earlier, like he said right now, is being able to sit down and talk to your wife. I'm not married, but I'm saying is if I would sit down and do that, or a girlfriend or whomever, or we'll be dealing with, sit down and talk to him. Have a conversation. Why is this not working? And like he says, a man is a – that's why – this is another topic about with sports with young boys, because you have to go and confront that boy if you're playing sports with a young boy. And even as a grown man, you have to go confront him. You know, that was sometimes that I was slacking on the play in high school ball and be like, all right, Stevie, I mean, come on now. Or, you know, he would say, all right, y'all, what are y'all doing? And you have to be like, okay. Even there were some guys even in college, they hit you in the helmet. Even who is playing, they just hit you, wake you up. I mean, that's
right.
That's kind of like – that's different when we're talking about football. But then you're like, okay, that's the difference even in today's society as grown men that we have to go do and say, listen, you're out of bounds, man. This is what you need to be doing.
Right.
And right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a very tricky conversation because, you know, there are a lot of people that haven't come in contact with the true man. You know, some guys are just out to see what they can get out of you. Some guys, you know, they don't want to be bothered. You know, any man or any guy that comes in contact with children or teenagers or adolescents, if you don't have something to share with them, you're leading them astray almost in a sense. You know, you have to stay in touch with reality. The reality of things is, you know, people look to the man to lead the way. And when we don't lead the way, then we are jeopardizing our title as a man.
Say it again. Say that again. We're looking
we are God. Just like you said, God made man first. So I honestly believe, you know, if you read his word, he expects the man to bring his family to him.
Let me ask you a question now. Okay. One day if a person he's dealing with, they may not want advice from that man. So he starts feeling like, you know, you run across that, then it's like, okay, they won't let him be the man. You know? And then as a man, you can't get rerouted. You can't, if you get rerouted, like you told me a little time ago, I got on track. You get on track, you got to get back on the track. You know what I mean? The track is still going. So
you're
going to get rerouted. You can't get rerouted because a lot of times there's men out there trying to be men, but there's certain situations that won't allow them to be a full man like they want to. But don't get discouraged.
Now, is that humility? Do they not have enough humility to allow things to kind of, you know, evolve? Because to your point, if men feel that way, then, you know, you're really hindering yourself if you allow something worldly to keep you in this quote-unquote funk or in the gutter or something like that, keep you down.
Right.
You can't allow things
to
handicap you
right.
like that.
You're right. You're right. You can't do that. You absolutely cannot do that. Hey, listen, we really appreciate you calling in.
I
love hearing you calling in, and thanks for your thoughts. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Tim. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate the time.
All right. Steve, we have another caller, so let's get him in.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the air with Stevie Anderson. What is your name?
Hello?
Caller, are you there? Are you there?
Hello. I guess the
caller. All right, well, I'll probably call back.
Yeah.
Well, Stevie, man, that's a lot to think about. I mean it's there's a lot there.
It got kind of deep there, didn't it?
Yeah,
it got kind of deep. And, yes, it's – I'm quite sure that there's females out there that are listening, and they – and it's a good topic for them. It's a great topic for females, or just for people in general. Period. Just for people, for mates, the whole nine. So,
I think one thing.
No, go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say that, you know, one of the things that I kind of hear, you know, as a theme here, is this issue of control. And you know, a lot of times the idea is, you know, if we're going to define a man, we're going to define it in his ability to control things. But, you know, really the truth is we can't control very much. We found out from the stock market crash of 2009 that, you know, just because you have money in the bank doesn't mean it's going to be tomorrow. We find out that, you know, if you get married and you think you're going to be able to control your wife and your children, well, that isn't necessarily true. I mean, you know, the issue of control is such a big issue for people, and I think one of the things that, you know, you have to think about is that, you know, sometimes you have to be a big enough man to understand that, you know, sometimes to be a man means that you are sensitive to your children and your wife, and you're listening, and you're, you know, it's different. You know, the expectations of this man being this kind of gruff, rough and tumble, you know, that really, you know, I think to some degree sports kind of does that. You know, sports kind of looks at men and they say, you know, this is the way a man should be, you know, strong and fierce and a warrior. And, you know, there's a time for a man to be like that. But those men, if they come off the field and they're that way with their household at home every day of the week, they're not that popular at home. I can tell you that right now. It's just not going that well. And, you know,
absolutely.
And so,
right.
You know, you have to know how to balance some of these things. You know, in some cases, you know, if you're a fierce competitor at work and you're a fierce salesman, well, that's great, but you got to know how to temper that. A man knows how to temper those things. I mean, you know, I come home from work and my little girl dumps up in my lap, and I'm not going to, you know, I'm not trying to sell her whatever snake oil I'm selling during the day. You know, that's a different relationship. And I think a real man, you know, defining a man is really defined by the fact that they can understand and be sensitive to those things. That seems to be a theme
right. That's
in our college.
Right. Absolutely. And that's what I was saying earlier when I was in college. It's like I think a lot of times you get in a situation, don't be afraid to go seek help from another person, another male, and get their opinion. And not just one. Go to one of all different ages if you can. And just leave it up. If it's a situation for a relationship and like that, don't go down to the kid, of course, as common sense, but go to an old elderly guy and ask him his advice. That's why I said, yeah, I'm a man, but I took advice from this 12-year-old boy because I knew what he was – I watched what he was doing. I was like, wait a minute, what are you doing? I mean, show me what I was doing. A 12-year-old boy in Michigan, he lined me up. He straightened my feet out. He said, "Now hit it now." I never forget it to the day I die. And this little boy showed me how to hit the ball. So I was hitting wrong at the time, but you know, but I'm saying, don't be too much of a man that you can't listen. That's from your a little boy to a little girl to your girlfriend or wife. You know, I mean,
right.
Don't be so stubborn, because I think that's what it has in men. Like, yeah, you play sports, and yeah, I play one of the most aggressive sports it is. Well, really the aggressive sport, but that doesn't mean that I can't, that I should keep my guard up and don't listen when I leave the field or listen on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where I told you a lot of times how I, myself, you know, a lot of times when I was growing up, yeah, I fell short of a lot of things of being a full member. Like I said, the man is, it goes in so many directions. And I think, too, you have to have that that person that's on your team, spouse-wise, to be able to ride the same, have the same rhythm
right.
with you.
Right.
Once that rhythm is together, you can ride. You can go on. The rhythm has to match. If the rhythm is not matching, it's not going to work. You can't force it, because this guy over here, the way his physical appearance, or this guy over here, his financial appearance and his bank account, or
right.
you can't, or his attitude, he's so sweet, or he's not sweet, but I like that, because there's people out there like people for all different reasons. So you can't, that's what I'm saying, you cannot fall short of that. You got to make sure whoever you're dealing with, make sure the rhythm is the same, and don't force the rhythm, because you force it, you're going to get off beat.
That's right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we have another caller. Let's see if we can get our caller
okay.
in here.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the air with Stevie Anderson. What's your name? Hello? Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Are you there?
He's trying to call in. I don't know. It's like a time.
This was a different number. So, you know, if you're trying to call, if you can hear us, then call back in, and we'll be glad to take you. Yeah, Stevie, I think the issue really, there's just such an issue here of, you know, I think another big issue is that, you know, this issue of being right, and you know. I tell this to a lot of people, and so this won't be, you know, if anybody's listening that, you know, talks to me often, you'll know that I tell this to a lot of folks, and when I travel around speaking, I talk about this a lot, that if you're going to find the truth, you know, if you're really searching for the truth in life, you know, really what, you know, the truth is, and there's two pieces that have to be, you have to understand that two things must exist in order for you to find the truth. Number one, you have to believe that absolute truth is out there. You have to believe that. If you go into this thinking, well, I don't really know if the truth exists or not, you're never going to find it, because you're always going to be able to explain something away, or you're going to try to logically understand something that you know, in a way that, you know, only your understanding holds to be real. So the reality is, you have to believe that absolute truth is out there, and you have to be willing to want to find that. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, which is probably the most important thing, I mean, both of them are important, but number two is, you're going to be successful in finding the truth, then you're going to have to be willing to be wrong. And I think the reason that I say that to people is because most of the time, if you're trying to define yourself as a man, if you're trying to find out what your life is really all about, who you are, who God really is, what's your place in this, what's your purpose in life, you know, you're going to have to kind of undo a lot of things that you believe for one reason or another. You're going to have to rethink everything, you know. I mean, even if you've been, you know, a person that went to church your whole life, it's about time that you
right.
rethink some things, just to be sure that you know for sure that what you believe is the truth. I can tell you that is a scary journey to take, but it's important. When you're talking about defining what a man is, this is a really important journey to take. You know, what if everything I thought about being a man was wrong? Well, I need to know that, because then I'm I'm not barking up the wrong tree for the rest of my life. I'm just saying, you know what? I thought being a man was being financially stable. Well, that's not necessarily being a man, let's say. Or I thought being a man was being strong and virile and you know, forceful. Well, maybe that's being a man and maybe it's not being a man. But you've got to figure out what that is, and you got to take that journey. And you know what? You have to be willing to be wrong. And I think a lot of men, the problem with a lot of men is they just have a hard time being wrong. And it just happened to me today, Stevie. My boss said, he was looking at something that I did, and he says, I think you're wrong here. And I said to him, just as quickly as he said that, I said, well, you know, that's possible. And he goes, what do you mean?
Right.
I said, it's possible. It's possible that I was wrong. I think maybe what I did
right
there was wrong. I have to look at my notes and see if what I wrote there was right. He goes, are you telling me that you really think that there's a possibility that you're wrong? I said, absolutely, there's a possibility I'm wrong. There's always a possibility that I'm wrong. Otherwise, I won't ever be able
right
to find the truth. And this is what he
right
said to me. He said, well, that's a welcome conversation in our world. Listen, you know, I mean, we can be wrong. It's okay. There's, you know, the worlds don't collide together. The planets don't collide together. The sun doesn't stop being the sun just because one of us is wrong. And we're going to live through it. It's going to be okay. And, you know, sometimes you got to turn to your children and you got to say, you know what, you guys, I'm going to show you what being a man is. I'm going to tell you that I was wrong. I was wrong in the way I handled that. Or go to your wife and or girlfriend and say, you know what, I was wrong. I was wrong in the way I was wrong in what I said to you. I was wrong in the way that I handled that situation. I was wrong. And you know what? It
right
might cost me everything, but I'm still going to be truthful that I was wrong. And I'll take that chance. And you know what? For the most part, worlds don't collide and end. Sometimes they do. But most of the time, you know what? It's the start of what where healing really is. And I can tell you that a man who is willing to be wrong, that is a strong individual. That is a very strong individual. I say that.
And I think that's what I said earlier, is that when I was younger, I've learned and learning now to, I'm learning now to accept and tell someone, yeah, I was wrong. Yes.
Right.
And I do that now. I mean, but that's what we have to do. But Tim, let's say this, Tim. I'm going to ask you some questions very quick. Okay, so you said to me that financially, if my bank account is established, that means that I'm a man? I'm not a man. Does it make me a man? Because I have a lot of money, does it make me a man financially, straight?
I don't think so, because
okay.
Money doesn't
just
money. Oh, okay, no. I would say no.
So, okay, all right, good. All right, no, all right. Also, if a man that's single, does that make him not a man?
Absolutely not.
Okay. The man, if he's married, does that make him a man?
No.
Okay.
No.
So basically,
I would go one step further.
Wait,
Stevie, with that one.
Wait, hold on a second. Hold on.
Okay.
If I'm living a decent life, I mean financially, my money's okay. Okay, I'm making a living.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm rich, and I disrespect people. I'm just stubborn, and I'm just rude to people, and no feelings. To too many people, especially back at home with my wife. Does that make me a man? Exactly. I think, see, this is, I know this is late in the show, we go with this, but this is kind of clearing a lot of it up, too. Let's get right to the point in a situation of that, because I think I would say that a man definitely is courage, is strength, being fair, of course, honesty, and committed. I like this one. I love this one. Committed to seeking the truth. Because you commit to seeking the truth, that means that you have your guard down to listening. You see what I mean? you commit to seek the truth, you would sit down and have a conversation with a male or female, you know, your girlfriend or wife, and sit down and say, okay, what do you want to do? I mean, what's the situation here? What are we not agreeing on? What do we need to agree on? What do we need to do to make this work or make that work? But there again, it doesn't make you less of a man if you don't have a girlfriend, if you're not married, or if you're just going through life right now, reaching a goal. There, that's what I'm saying, the man deal, but you got to look at the qualities that that man carries with him. Now, I think at one point, I think all men should one day get married. That's my opinion. But the qualities of a man that's coming through, you have to, like, okay, it's a deep subject. Because a person can be like, you see this guy over here, he's just on his focus, on his mission. But because he don't have the time to sit down with this person because he's traveling, he's moving around, that doesn't make that man less of a man, does it?
No.
It doesn't. I think that's a problem we have out there. It's like, no, when you – but if that person has – he's fair, he's straight up honest, he's careful who he's dealing with, committed to the truth, courage and strength, and, of course, you know, those basics right there, that put him in the category of a good man. Now, for the financial situation, that's what you have to work on getting to support your family and support your loved ones, support yourself. You have to have that. If you don't have it, you can't, like Marlon said, don't stay off the track. Get back on track and make it happen. Right? Say your prayers and go forward and keep going.
Right.
What do you think about what I just said? I mean, it's kind of,
that's right.
So
that's
I,
right. Because, listen, what defines you is not what you do and it's not what you have. What defines you is who you are. And
that's
we have
saying.
To
that's
always remember
right
that.
There.
Yeah, because, you know, we can lose everything externally, but internally we can have everything. I mean, there have been this last year for me, Stevie, was financially a disaster. It was so difficult.
Uh-huh.
But you know what?
Uh-huh.
But that doesn't mean that I had to change who I was. It just means I had to change some of the things I did. I had to make sure that, you know, my wife and I, we had to get on a little different path. We had to do some things, make some changes. Okay, those things are okay. No problem. But see, the problem is that what I do is often a reflection of who I am. And that's where we have to be careful. We have to understand that what I do is who I am. And so, Stevie, we're running out of time, man. You know, we're going to have to push this into another week, I think.
I think we're going to do because I was going to say, yeah, we're going to push this another week. Let's do this. We're going to go ahead and I'll put my Facebook and you put on your page. You want to do this again? Let's continue with this show. Let's continue with this again. You want to go on the we'll post it. Okay, go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's put it on next Monday and 7:00 and let more people can call in and let us know what they think and we can even extend this a little and talk about being a father or being a husband. So many of these things are they're further extended definitions of what a man is. I think we have a lot more to talk about.
Let's extend it. Let's do that. And I enjoyed the show. I'm going to let you go ahead and close it out. And I was going to say a man is supposed to be a leader. We're out of time. We're going to get into it next Monday. Okay, Tim?
Okay. All right. All right.
I'll talk to you then.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for this episode of the Stevie Anderson Show. Check us out next week on Monday, 20th. 7:00. Talk more about